most nights in South Carolina. Ain't nothing finer than me and my girl stocking up a little lighter. Cause everybody's down and we're going crazy. Don't know how to fix it, but I think maybe turn on the good times, turn off the TV. Yeah, the only BS I need is beers and sunshine.
We are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Marines now confirming that the five service members aboard a helicopter that crashed in remote California earlier this week were all killed in the crash. ABC's Ike Jachi has more.
An extensive search was triggered after the crew failed to arrive as scheduled in San Diego. About 7 hours later, search teams found a debris field in the mountains outside San Diego. The chopper is a CH-53 Super Stallion helicopter known as the Marines' workhorse.
The U.S. Supreme Court will this morning hear arguments as to whether former President Donald Trump can be kept off the ballot in Colorado because of his actions on January 6th. Prince William stepping back into the spotlight for the first time since his father's cancer diagnosis and wife's hospitalization. The prince addressed a charity event for air ambulance helicopter pilots. The Prince of Wales is a former ambulance helicopter pilot himself. Secretary of State Antony Blinken headed back to the U.S. following his fifth trip to the Middle East since the Israel-Hamas war began. This is ABC News. It's now been more than a week since Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago was hit by a cyber attack. Phone and computer systems still offline. Experts say it could take weeks to recover and rebuild all the systems. When the medals are handed out at the Summer Olympics in France this year, a tiny piece of Paris will be inside.
Each medal will have an unusual inlay, a hexagonal polished piece of iron. The head of design at the Paris Organizing Committee, Joachim Ronson.
In the center, you can see that something is different. It's made of the Eiffel Tower. It's 18 grams of the original metal of the Eiffel Tower.
It comes from girders that were swapped out of the tower during renovations. None of the medals from the previous games, stretching back to 1896, ever had this kind of unique feature. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
For the third time since December, a volcano in southwestern Iceland is erupting. One of the biggest tourist spots in the country, Blue Lagoon Spa, has been evacuated. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead. With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone.
So what if I need a new one?
No problem. We have the right battery for your car, starting at only $89.99.
Get in zone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric. Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy and warm with light rain today. We'll get to around 56 for a high this afternoon. The wind 15 to 25, gusting to around 35 at times through the day. Tonight, light rain showers, otherwise mostly cloudy, 35. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of only 40. If you love good barbecue, you gotta try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Officials at Heartland Arrowhead High School are apologizing and investigating after a racist social media post was circulated Monday evening. A post to the school's Facebook page displayed a racist comment and circles in the images a group of minority students. School officials say they'll respond appropriately following an investigation. A Wednesday afternoon crash involving a school bus near Elkhorn sent one student to a hospital. The Walworth County Sheriff's Office says an initial investigation found a turning maneuver caused the crash. 42-year-old East Troy woman driving a car involved in the crash was also hospitalized with minor injuries. And Wisconsin's Attorney General seeks to better support victims of crime. Josh Call and 41 other attorneys general are pressing for funding for mental health counseling, medical care, lost wages, and other services through the Federal Crime Victims Fund, also known as the VOCA Fund.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing with Compeer Financial.
So we're offering this zero down payment option to help people get into our rural communities with less of a down payment. Typically, at average, the minimum down payment on a house is 5%. Even that 5% of that purchase price can be a lot. So when you're able to do that, leaves room for, you know, our clients and potential clients not having to wipe out their savings. We are excited to now offer this first-time homebuyer product here at Compeer. Inflation is very real. Things cost more, and it's just been harder for our clients to save. So we're offering this financing product to help people get into our rural communities with less of a down payment. Get a hold of us online at compeer.com/STHB or 844-426-6733.
Listen to the full podcast at compeer.com/homesweethome.
Hey, did you hear Sandy was diagnosed with lung cancer?
I did, but she doesn't even smoke.
Her doctor said that radon can cause lung cancer. In fact, it's the leading cause of lung cancer in non-smokers.
Radon?
It's a gas with no color or smell. It's been found in homes across Wisconsin.
Can you test for that?
You can test it yourself or hire a contractor. Just visit lowradon.org for details.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand, Shawls LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand, the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials, and Bowerbilt Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Emergency crews responded to a severed gas line in downtown Lake City last night. According to the Lake City Police Department, the incident happened in the evening and a square block of downtown Lake City had to be evacuated. That was across from the Lake City Public Library while crews repaired the lines. The all clear was given at about 11:30 last night. There's no word on what caused that line to be severed. School officials in Chippewa Falls are speaking out about a threatening incident that happened in October of last year. Superintendent Jeff Holmes and Chippewa Falls Middle School Principal Derek Kunzman, in a letter sent home to families this week, provided few details on the incident, but said there's a strong possibility that the middle school staff prevented a concern from becoming a tragedy. The letter was sent as part of an effort to get ahead of a report on the incident by a conservative YouTuber. Gas prices this week are down a bit in parts of western Wisconsin. AAA reports the average price of regular fuel in Eau Claire is now $2.84 a gallon. That's a dip of about 4 cents a gallon from a week ago. The average cost of a gallon of regular fuel in the Badger State is $2.90 per gallon. Meanwhile, here in Durand, gas is averaging $2.99 a gallon. That's 10 cents higher than a week ago. Charges have been filed against an Augusta woman accused of stealing nearly $12,000 from her church. Jessica Arshel's husband was the treasurer of the Morning Star Lutheran Church in Fairchild, and the couple was estranged when a number of checks went missing and were later found to have been cashed by Arshel. The suspect is currently free on bond. Funding to support victims of crimes like domestic violence and human trafficking in Wisconsin is in danger of being slashed by congressional leaders. If federal lawmakers fail to offer continued support for the Victims of Crime Act, the $40 million victim services that the nonprofits in the state received last year could drop to $13 million by October. State Attorney General Josh Call says that would be devastating to various support programs, adding that those services already have less funding than they actually need. The State Assembly Committee on Criminal Justice and Public Safety is expected to discuss Assembly Bill 950 today, a measure that could increase state-level funding for organizations that offer victim support. A bill at the state capitol looks to improve safety measures around retention ponds. The measures, introduced by two Madison area state legislators in unison with a Madison older person, proposes three safety options: a shallow ledge around the pond, vegetation that's a minimum of 2 feet high between the pond and any easy point of access, or any other safety feature approved by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. The legislation is prompted by the 2012 death of a 5-year-old boy who wandered from his home and drowned in a retention pond in Stoughton. You're listening to WRDN News.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has gone hog wild. Now through March 31st, get whole hogs at $2.69 a pound, half hogs $2.79 a pound. Plus, get $50 off a half beef or $25 off a quarter beef from Durand Smokehouse.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The latest Marquette Law School poll projects a tight race for president in Wisconsin. The Marquette University Law School poll surveyed 930 registered voters in Wisconsin between January 24th and 31st. 49% said they would vote for former President Donald Trump. 49% said they'd vote for President Joe Biden. The poll's margin of error was plus or minus 4.2%. Poll director Charles Franklin calls that, quote, the tightest of results you could plausibly get, unquote. In November, the Marquette poll had found 50% of registered voters said they would vote Biden, while 48% supported Trump. Migrant farm workers in Wisconsin are receiving more disease and illness prevention protections. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says the new regulations require employee access to shade and breaks once the temperature is higher than 80 degrees. There'll also be updated requirements for urinals and shower heads and other safety upgrades like access to clothes, washers, and dryers. Last year, there were more than 260 state-regulated migrant labor camps operated in Wisconsin by 125 different employers. Wisconsin's Attorney General is joining a group seeking to protect people who were brought into the country illegally when they were children. Attorney General Josh Call and 23 other attorneys general say they want the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program to remain in place nationwide. Currently, a lawsuit in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit claims DACA is unauthorized by law. DACA currently allows 6,000 people in Wisconsin who were brought to the U.S. as children to work and study freely. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison yesterday announced that residents would be able to purchase life-saving insulin for just $35 a month for the next 5 years. It's part of a settlement with drug manufacturer Eli Lilly, which has also agreed to provide insulin supplies free of charge for 15 clinics that serve low-income patients. In announcing the agreement, Ellison said that the landmark settlement ensures that insulin will be affordable and accessible to every Minnesotan who does need it. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
O'Galley Cheese is a home of award-winning Parmesan and Asiago cheeses. O'Galley Cheese starts with a high-quality milk from local dairy farms, all located within 25 miles of Durand. Stop in at the O'Galley Cheese store during FFA Week, February 17th through the 24th, for a dollar off per pound of O'Galley's plain cheddar cheese curds. O'Galley Cheese, located 2 miles north of Durand on Highway 25. Open 7 days a week. Offer valid in-store and online for orders placed during FFA Week.
The 11th-ranked basketball Badgers dropped their third straight to the worst team in the Big Ten, the Michigan Wolverines, 72-68. The final in Ann Arbor. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Doug McDaniels scored 16 points to help the Wolverines hold off the Badgers. A.J. Storr had 20, Chucky Hepburn 17 in the loss as Wisconsin fell into third place in the Big Ten standings. Elsewhere in the conference, Northwestern down Nebraska 80-68. Doc Rivers makes his five-serve form debut tonight after going 1-4 in the Bucks' Western Conference road trip. The Bucks are finally back home to host the Minnesota Timberwolves. They may be without forward Chris Middleton, who suffered an ankle injury in Phoenix on Tuesday night. NBA trade deadline is this afternoon, 2 p.m. Central Time. The Bucks don't have a tremendous amount of wiggle room, but it is pretty clear they need some help, especially off their bench. Brewers have added former Padres catcher Gary Sanchez to their roster, agreeing to a one-year $7 million deal yesterday. Sanchez hit .218 with 19 homers in 72 games with the Padres last season. He's a .225 lifetime hitter with 173 home runs over a nine-year career. Search is on for a new president and CEO of the Green Bay Packers. Due to age restrictions, Mark Murphy must retire in July of 2025 when he turns 70. He was named president and CEO in December of 2007. A search committee expects to take 6 to 9 months to come up with his replacement. Another day of preparation for the Chiefs and 49ers as Super Bowl week rolls on. The big game kicks at 5:30 Sunday night in Las Vegas. Marquez Valdez-Scantling entered the postseason with just 21 catches, 315 yards, and a touchdown. It's been a tough year as he struggled with drops, but all that is in the rearview mirror now.
You know, we're not going to remember the drops, or we're not going to remember the Raiders game, or you know, all the ups and downs and the bads. We're going to remember hoisting the trophy up, and that's what's going to be the best memory about the whole thing.
MVS said the Chiefs can win back-to-back titles. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Can't sleep with this cold.
Honey.
Honey?
Honey, you need NyQuil Severe Honey.
NyQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a dreamy honey taste.
Feeling better, honey? Honey? I'll take that as a yes.
Try NyQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu symptom relief. NyQuil Severe with honey flavor. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever. Honeylicious, best sleep with a cold. Medicine.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hey, Joe Montana here. Back in my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia, a bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older or 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like diabetes or asthma, you're at increased risk. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
The Minnesota Timberwolves are staying active ahead of the NBA trade deadline. ESPN reports that Minnesota acquired guard Monty Morris in a deal that will send Shake Milton, Tony Brown Jr., and a 2030 second-round draft pick to Detroit. The 28-year-old Morris missed the first 43 games of the season due to a right quad injury. He's in the final year of a three-year, $27 million deal and will add valuable backcourt depth to a strong Minnesota squad. The Timberwolves are visiting Milwaukee tonight. Justin Jefferson had plenty to say during his appearance along Radio Row at the Super Bowl yesterday. Jefferson told numerous hosts that he wants to stay in Minnesota and wants to be the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL. He added that he trusts that his agent and the Vikings will get a deal done before his free agency at the end of 2024. Now, Jefferson caught 68 passes for 1,074 yards and 5 touchdowns in just 10 games. last year. The Twins are shaking up their 40-man roster. The team officially announced over the weekend the signings of first baseman Carlos Santana and reliever Jay Jackson yesterday. Additionally, Minnesota claimed right-handed pitcher Zach Weiss off of waivers from Boston. To make room for the three new players, Minnesota designated outfielder Bubba Thompson and relievers Jordan Balsevic and Daniel Duarte for assignment. Twins pitchers and catchers report to spring training next week. High school basketball tonight on the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. In boys basketball in the Dairyland Conference tonight, Elma Center Lincoln is at Gilmanton Independence. Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran will be at Elma Pepin. That game to be held at Pepin High School. In the Dunn St. Croix Conference tonight, Durand, Arkansas is at Glenwood City. Spring Valley travels to Mondovi. Elk Mound hosting Colfax. Boysville is at Plum City Elmwood. That game to be held at Elmwood High School. And in the Middle Border Conference in boys basketball tonight, Amory at St. Croix Central. Ellsworth hosting Osceola. Prescott is at Baldwin Woodville. Girls basketball today, only one game on tap in western Wisconsin locally. Independence Gilmanton is at Black River Falls. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. I've been fishing a lot of tungsten lately. I like the feel of the heavier tungsten jigs. But I discovered just recently that sometimes what you want is a slow flutter down to trigger that bite. I'll tell you more, but first.
Like every serious angler in this region, I want to make the most of my time on the water. That's why I read OutdoorNews.com. This all-new digital resource is loaded with valuable tips, lake profiles, up-to-date fishing reports, gear reviews, and breaking news on laws and regulations that affect the sports we love. Plus, OutdoorNews.com will help you catch more and bigger fish. Be prepared and get ahead of the crowd. Join OutdoorNews.com today.
I love the feel of a tungsten jig. They're heavy, they tend to bounce well, and you get a really nice ping for a solid signal on the sonar. But I was watching some fish that were reacting negatively to my tungsten jigs on the camera here recently, and I discovered that what they were after was a very slow fluttering approach. So I switched over to this very light spoon, and it was just the action that I needed. I only used a couple of maggots on the treble hook, and I would raise this lure up and just let it flutter slowly back down and rest on the bottom. These perch that I was fishing would actually swim up to the lure as it was fluttering down, and right after it settled on the bottom, they would inhale those maggots, and I would set the hook. I saw this all on camera. I would have never known it had I not had that visual, but it made me realize that a fast-dropping jig, like those tungsten jigs I've been using, are not always the ticket for success. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, ultra soft on the potty. This is supposed to roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. The crib is always stocked.
It's our potty fight.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy and warm with light rain today. We'll get to around 56 for a high this afternoon. The wind 15 to 25, gusting to around 35 at times through the day. Tonight, light rain showers, otherwise mostly cloudy, 35. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of only 40. If you love good barbecue, you gotta try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Don't know you, but your pretty little eyes so blue are pulling me in like the moon on your skin. I'm so glad you trusted me to slide up on this dusty seat and let your hair down and get out of town. Got the stars coming out over my hood, and all I know now is it's going good. You got your hands up, you're rocking in my truck. You're singing every song. I'm set on cruise control. I'm slowly losing hope of everything I've got. You're looking so damn hot, and I don't know what road we're on or where we've been from staring at you, girl. All I know is I don't want this night to end.
Gonna cuss the morning when it comes, cause I know that the rising sun ain't no good for me, cause you'll have to leave. Gonna make the most of every mile, do anything to make your smile land on my lips, get drunk on your kiss. Clock on the dash says 3:35. There's plenty of gas and the night's still alive. You got your hands up, you're rocking in my truck. You're singing every song. I'm set on cruise control. I'm slowly losing hope of everything I've got. You're looking so damn hot, and I don't know what road we're on or where we've been from staring at you, girl. All I know is I don't want this night to singing every song. I'm set on cruise control. I'm slowly losing hope of everything I've got. You're looking so damn hot, and I don't know what road we're on or where we've been from staring at you, girl. All I know is I don't want this night to end.
I love you.
There was some blue and sorrow times. Just my thoughts about you bring back my peace of mind. Gypsy lady, you're a miracle work for me. You set my soul free like a ship sailing on the sea. She is the sunlight when the skies are gray. She treats me so right, lady. Take me away.
Shaw Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It's a
black and born tough as nails. Whoa, whoa. Cracks. Yeah, my kind of crazy still running its courses with wildflowers and wild horses. Yeah, my kind of crazy still running its courses with wildflowers and wild horses.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Lanny Wilson, Wildflowers and Wild Horses, and good morning. I'm Brian Winnekins, 8:35, and this reminder, excuse me, coming up on the 21st, we will have an open house here at our new studios on 309 3rd Avenue West. And we'll be doing that on February 21st. That'll be from 4 until 7 p.m. Come on by. We'll have snacks and refreshments available. You can see the new studios and give you maybe the little bit of a tour. And you can see some of the behind-the-scenes things of how we make all of this work here at WRDN. Again, we're going to do that on February 21st from 4 until 7 here at our new studios on 3rd Avenue West. Well, let's run down birthdays for today. Celebrating a birthday today, this award-winning composer and conductor has won Oscars for his film scores, including Schindler's List, E.T., The Extraterrestrial, Star Wars, and Jaws. Oh, you know. Dun-dun, dun-dun. It's amazing how music in a movie, especially like Jaws, when you heard that, it was like, uh-oh. Someone's getting eaten. Well, we're talking about John Williams, 92 today. Award-winning journalist and news anchor Ted Koppel, 84. He's known as the longtime anchor of ABC News Nightline before his retirement in 2005. That actually started during the Iran hostage crisis. And then after all of that was done, they were like, you know, this is a pretty good show. Let's keep it going. This actor has been in the movies Gangster Squad, Warrior, Hulk, and also 48 Hours. Ah, yes, Nick Nolte, 83 today. This comedian's been in the movies Rain Over Me, Primary Colors, and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Robert Klein is 82 today. Baseball manager Joe Madden is 70 today. This author has wrote books A Time to Kill, Skipping Christmas, and Runaway Jury, along with The Pelican Brief. John Grisham, 69 today. Also, wrestler Paul Big Show Wright is 52. Wrestling is fake, but I won't tell him that. Actor Pooch Hall is 47. He's known for playing Derwin Davis on the TV show The Game. Basketball player Klay Thompson is 34 today. Born on this date, William Tecumseh Sherman. Born in this date in 1820. He's best known for Sherman's March Through Georgia. Sherman Tank, also named after him. Science fiction writer Jules Verne, born in this date in 1828. He's known as the father of science fiction. Of course, he's Doc Brown's hero in Back to the Future. Actress Lana Turner, born in the state in 1921. She starred in several films, including The Postman Always Rings Twice. This Academy Award-winning actor won an Oscar for his role in Save the Tiger and Mr. Roberts. He's also been in several other films, including Grumpy Old Men. Jack Lemmon, born in the state in 1925. Actor James Dean, born in the state in 1931. And actor Gary Coleman, remember him from Different Strokes, born in the state in 1968. Celebrating a birthday today, Stephanie Bruner. Happy birthday, Stephanie. Your name goes into the Big Giant Fishing Tackle Box, and on Friday, we'll pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They'll win themselves a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Dairy Queen of Durand is open for lunch today. You bet. Get the number 2. That's the one I like. And don't forget about the Peanut Buster Parfait from Dairy Queen of Durant. Our winner will also receive a certificate for a six-pack of, or for a package of Birthday Anniversary Club brats. There we go. From Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durant, where the hog sale going on right now. Through March 31st at Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. To enter the Birthday Anniversary Club is pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard. Our mailing address, 114 West Main Street, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the Birthday Anniversary Club with Durand Smokehouse, Dairy Queen of Durand, and WRDN.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi. Cloudy throughout the day. Today, 70% chance of rain. It'll be windy as well. We'll have highs mid-50s. Southeast winds at 10 to 20, gusting to 35. Then shifting to the south at 20 to 25, gusting to 40. Tonight, 40% chance of rain in the evening. Lows mid-30s. For Friday, mostly cloudy, highs upper 30s. Saturday, sunshine, highs mid-30s. Currently across the region, mix of clouds, even a little bit of sunshine and rain too. Lake City, 46. Pepin, 44. Plum City, O'Galley, Wabasha, Nelson, 42, Mondovi, 41, here at WRDN. Hey, we got some sunshine out the window. 42 with Rodney Atkins. If you're going through hell, good morning. It's 8:42.
When you feel like there's a sign there on your back, says I don't mind if you kick me, seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse, you think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, for the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness, I've been down to my last match, filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying? If you're going through hell, keep on going. Slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, for the devil even knows you're there. Yeah, if you're going through hell, keep on moving, face that fire, walk right through it, you might get out, for the devil even knows you're there.
We call them cool, those hearts that have no scars to show, the ones that never do let go and risk the tables being turned. We call them fools who have to dance within the flame, who chance the sorrow and the shame that always comes with getting burned. But you got to be tough when consumed by desire, 'cause it's not enough just to stand outside the fire. We call them strong, those who can face this world alone, who seem to get by on their own, those who will never take the fall. We call them weak, who are unable to resist the slightest chance love might exist, and for that forsake it all. They're so hell-bent on giving, walking a wire, convinced it's not living if you stand outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. There's this love that is burning deep in my soul, constantly yearning to get out of control, wanting to fly higher and higher. I can't abide standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire.
For listening to Real Country 1430. We knew you'd take the bait.
You get your hands in it, plant your roots in it, dusty headlight dance with your boots in it. Tires on it, build your cornfield whiskey bonfires on it. You bet your life on it.
Summertime smile.
taking a shovel to it. He stuck some crosses and some painted goalposts through it. You know you came from it. And someday you'll return to this L-shaped.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, Florida, Georgia Line, Dirt to 852. I'm Brian Winnikins, and a good morning. This reminder, there'll be a Valentine Bingo today at the Riverview Senior and Community Center. That's going to be from 1 till 3. This is free bingo, and it's there'll also be refreshments served, and it's with the Pepe County Senior Council. That's coming up today, 1 o'clock at the Riverview Senior and Community Center. The big games this weekend, of course, with the Super Bowl, and it's in Vegas. And so, you know, there'll be bets on everything. Every single thing in that game, you can make a bet at the sports book. They will take it. How many times will they show Taylor Swift on TV? I mean, you can, you know, they'll probably have an over and under on that. Well, gamblers have the opportunity to mix sports and politics. Really? Bet Online Marketplace now is offering a variety of politically charged Super Bowl proposition bets. Some of the most popular bets include 10-1 odds that Taylor Swift will endorse President Biden after the Chiefs win the game. Now, remember, though, that's going to be one of those where it's a two-part bet. A, the Chiefs first have to win, and she has to do what they're saying. Another bet is more people will watch the Super Bowl or vote in the 2024 election. Now, there's another one that's, well, that one's going to take a little while because first you'll get the Super Bowl numbers and then you have to wait until November. Or you can bet on if Usher will say President Biden's name during his performance. Okay. And if there are any jokes about either President Biden or former President Trump made in commercials during the game. Really? There you go. See, for me, I don't do all of those proposition bets because, one, they're too confusing and this, that, and the other thing. I just do the simple one. I'm picking the Packers to win. I know they're not playing, but it's like, that's who I want to win, and well, you know, that's why I probably won't. Well, that's why I won't be making a bet on the game, but that's how I do it. Now, and in fact, earlier during the season, in December, when I was out, I had to go out to Vegas for Groundwater Association and also the Milk Business Conference. They were 2 weeks apart. And in the middle, the Packers were playing the Chiefs. Everybody was saying the Packers are going to get crushed. Yeah, I went to Circa and said, here you go. Here's $10. I'll put Packers to win. No points needed. Really? Yep, straight up. They're just going to win. Okay. Gave me 4-1 odds on that. Well, when I went back to Vegas the second week for a Milk Business Conference, you bet.
I was $40 ahead. I like that.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Jim was at the laundromat when he heard... His ear said, "Maracas, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent maracas smell amazing." You could call them scent maracas, but most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
We say goodbye, see you around. We turn our backs, then turn back around. We break up, we make up, and we make love. We can't seem to let go, girl, so I'm coming over. Save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but